Closeted software developers. I just think I invented a term that may not have existed before. I think closeted developers are similar to bedroom DJs from about 20 years ago. If you remember those popular pop dance, R&B and hip hop and housey records at the time, particular Mars, Pump Up the Volume springs to mind. I think that was a number one hit. And then you had Bomb the Bass by, I forget the guy's name, but anyway, it was really famous in 1988 or 89. So I'm revealing my age. Of course, I was a student back in that decade, and I've like many others, I invested in two turntables and a mixer. And if I was lucky enough and you had the money, so you had the savings to invest in Technics, your mixer had to be a Numark mixer, and you had to have Stanton needles to mix those 12-inch vinyls. Pretty expensive then, about £5 a pop for a 12-incher from Greek Street Records. And they were usually US imports. US imports were favored because they were the best, and all the American DJs were using them. And so you could there, if you were really lucky and had the connections, and I emphasize connections, got your cassette tape heard by the keen record companies, make a big name for yourself. And of course, you had to have serious skills mixing records. So how fortunate and analogous is that to the software world, where I think we have a world of closeted software developers? There are 50,000 iPhone applications. Lots of them are popular, and the forthcoming Java App Store, which can run Java effects and also Java applications. And then you've got also Nokia's OV store for the N97 phone and bits and bobs like that. But the most important thing in this part is how there's an avenue in a new economy for closeted software developers to actually make it big. Those are developers who work in their bedrooms or in a garage or conservatory of their home and develop these applications that start off really small and then release them through a distribution channel such as the App Store and make it big. Now, the other connection there, you've got the electronic side of making it big by releasing the application onto the App Store, but it's also a social side of it. So you've cut out the record company completely. That's what the App Store has done, the Apple Application Store. Now you can be your own man developing applications, but you also need to market and communicate with your users. So just because you're closeted in your home as a developer doesn't mean that you can't, that doesn't mean that you can forget typical business and usability and focus and getting releases, the kind of infrastructure that a company provides. So I'll be interested to hear what you think. If you are a closeted software developer, in inverted commas, then let me know what you think. Feedback is always welcome. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out.